fairly similar script to some of the recent games we've seen where you guys are on your heels a bit in the first period. They do get the one goal. Would you see from your end and to keep it a one goal game until your guys could kind of get their legs going?
Yeah, I think we expected them to come out hard considering the game they had, their last game. And I thought we weathered the storm pretty well. And it was the second period there that they got into some penalty trouble. And then we took over the momentum for the rest of the game.
What's it like to play a period like that second period where the puck's in their end almost the entire time? I think the shots were 21-4. I guess you're trying to keep sharp in case something does come the other way, because you kind of, when you see your team pressing, you want to make sure that nothing, yeah, second one doesn't get by you.
It was good to get into a game like that. My previous two, obviously, I had a lot of shots and a lot of action the whole time. And after that first period, I think, what was it, four shots in the second period. So it was nice to get into a game, and that forced me to stay focused throughout the game, even though I wasn't getting tested.
What's the biggest challenge when you're not getting a lot in your own end?
You just get a little cold, and the more shots you're getting, the more active you are, and the longer the breaks are in between those, the colder you get. And the first save of every period, the toughest, the first of every game is the toughest, so the longer you wait for a shot, it's obviously going to be a bit tougher.
First year playing with Dustin Byfuglien, Lauren, what have you noticed being around him on a daily basis here as he gets his 500th career point tonight?
He's a great teammate. He brings a lot of energy. He keeps the mood light. He's a good guy to have in your dressing room. And even on the ice, he takes charge. He, every move he makes and every play he makes, it's with a lot of us. It's very assertive. So it's nice to have him back there for me.
Are there times you, from your crease, you sort of look and you're a little surprised to see where he is on the ice?
Yeah, he goes rover sometimes. But to be honest, that's why I got guys like Helly in the net. And it gives the other team a bit of unpredictability that they have to deal with. So I think it can only help.
You always talk about the work in front of you and shot blocks, things like that. Brandon Tanev takes a big shot block.
His face.
Yeah, we weren't sure where it hit him. But when you see guys laying it out on the line like that, I take it you're not surprised. But what does that mean as a goaltender?
No, I'm definitely not surprised, especially when it's Tanev. He brings it every night. I think he's our hardest working player, and he blocks the most shots, I'd say, in my small sample size of seeing him play. And he's another good teammate to have on and off the ice.
Your defense is just so calm with the puck, even when they're under pressure. That's got to make your life a lot easier.
Yeah, I think that calmness, it just spreads around the entire team, especially when you're in your own end and your decor can bring a lot of poise to their game like that, even under high pressure. It relaxes the whole group.
Excited about this opportunity, Lauren. I mean, what's it like to be 3-0? I mean, you wanted to set a good first impression, but to be able to have that success right out of the gate, especially after what you went through last year.
Yeah, it's huge. I always knew I could play to this level, so it's definitely nice to come out and have a good start, and makes it easier to look forward for the rest of the season with a lot of optimism for sure.